With Northwest News from KNKX, it's sometimes called the evil twin of global warming. Ocean acidification happens with carbon pollution from the sky is absorbed by the water. Washington State has been a leader in addressing the issue locally, and now the state has joined a new international alliance to fight ocean acidification on a global scale. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Washington State began addressing the problem of ocean acidification in earnest back in 2011, when then-Governor Christine Gregoire convened a blue-ribbon panel on the issue. Its recommendations led to the formation of a think tank at the University of Washington, as well as a state-level advisory committee and an action plan to protect shellfish and fisheries that are damaged by the increasing acidity of the ocean.
And that's a high-value industry. It's commercial, recreational, and even cultural for the tribes.
Keith Phillips is Governor Inslee's Special Assistant for Climate and Energy. He says although Washington is leading the way for many others, it doesn't make sense to go it alone.
We can shut down the system and go to entirely to clean energy and not emit carbon at all. But if the rest of the world doesn't do that, the oceans will continue to get more acidic.
The alliance includes all the West Coast states and British Columbia, as well as Chile, Nigeria, France, and several Native American tribes. All have committed to advancing the science, reducing the causes, and building sustained support to combat ocean acidification. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.